Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. A scavenger hunt. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Ohio, March 15th is a pretty special day for you. You'll probably go out, get a drink or five in you, and look to the Ohioan sky, waiting for the guest of honor. After all, it's spring, and this day, this very special day, is a proud part of your history. Soon you'll spot one VIP and then another. The buzzards are converging on the horizon, and the festivities are in full throttle. March 15th is nationally recognized as Buzzards Day, where truly it's a buzzard's world and we're just living in it. But first, a little about the difference between a buzzard and a vulture, and a turkey vulture. Formally, buzzards are a species of hawk that belong to Buteo genus, unlike the old world vulture, a separate species entirely, that are aggressive predators that go after live prey. They are mid-sized, around 2 pounds, with a 40 to 50 inch wingspan, and live approximately 20 to 30 years. Existing on every continent except Antarctica, but most commonly in the UK, the buzzard prefers open skies and have distinctive, mournful calls, often mistaken for a cat's meow. In the US, however, the label buzzard also encompasses the turkey vulture or the Cathartes aura, the most widespread of the New World group of vultures that also include the condor or the hawk. This bird looks exactly like the blend between a turkey and a vulture, and behaves more like a vulture than how I described the buzzard from about 20 seconds ago. These guys live about 20 years and are much bigger than a buzzard, and eat dead animals and stuff left behind by, let's be real, mostly us. They also migrate to South America for the winter and come back to North America for spring. So when we're talking about Buzzards Day, the subject of this episode, we're not talking about the traditional buzzard. Again, we're talking about the turkey vulture, the ones who generally migrate back this way if you live in the US or Canada. Confused yet? Great. So we know that the U.S. called the turkey vulture a buzzard, but why does the turkey vulture have its own day? And why, of all places, in Hinckley, Ohio? In 1957, a patrolman for the Cleveland Metro Parks named Walker Noalanek had a meeting with journalist Robert Bordner of the Cleveland Press and local historian Eunice Morton about a piece of information that he had just discovered. Noalanek told Bordner and Morton that he'd seen and recorded buzzards returning in and around Hinckley each year on the same exact day every year, even on leap years. He thought it was maybe a profound act of a bird-centric biological clock phenomena, or nature, and he had some civic pride around it, so much so that he wanted to get the whole town together to witness the return of these giant, dark-feathered birds hitting the Ohio landscape. On that note, let's take a short break. In 1957, Cleveland Metro Parks patrolman Walter Noalanek made his observation that the buzzards came to Ohio on literally the exact same day every year, and so he convinced the town, through its historian and best journalist, to throw a huge party to celebrate. It was recorded that almost 9,000 visitors came to see the birds return to Hinckley, which is about 30 minutes outside of Cleveland. Since then, every year, Ohio receives thousands of bird lovers who are migrating themselves to celebrate Buzzards Day with partying, booze, and a traditional American breakfast of sausage and pancakes, provided by the Cleveland Chamber of Commerce. The breakfast is made to welcome spring's coming and perhaps is a little nod to what the birds eat themselves, compressed and processed animal parts. Naturalist Natalie Schroeder told News 5 that the birds still do this every year and the people still follow, party, eating, etc. Quote, "Even though it's cold, they know that spring is coming and it's time to try and find a place to nest." Schroeder also bears the title Official Buzzard Watcher. How did she earn such a prestigious title? Quote, "I don't know, I kind of volunteered," she said. Why these birds congregate in the random town of Hinckley is still a mystery, but legend has it that in the early 1800s, there was one gigantic hunt, a real animal massacre of sorts, where hunters left behind many butchered carcasses and unwanted game, and didn't clean up after themselves, of course, very rude. This giant, bloody carnage fest attracted hundreds of turkey vultures in the area. According to legend, of course, every spring the turkey vultures have learned to come back to Hinckley looking for the same large feast they once had many, many years ago. People have apparently been coming to watch the turkey vultures since 1918, but of course the holiday was codified in 1957 and made into quite the attraction. Now, of course, these often underappreciated birds don't find carcasses, but thousands of buzzed bird lovers, stuffed with sausage and pancakes. Not a bad tribute, if you ask me. And on that note, have a wonderful Turkey Buzzard Day to all who celebrate.